That meeting tomorrow between President Bush and Vladimir Putin will be watched very closely back in the U.S. Many in Congress and in advocacy groups see it as the first big test of the president's inaugural pledge to spread democracy around the world. Here's NPR's Michelle Kellerman.
When the New York-based nonprofit Freedom House came out with its latest survey of democratic trends in the world, Russia fared poorly. It was rated not free. Adrian Karatnitsky of Freedom House says that report and other warnings from human rights groups have made waves in Washington, sounding the alarms about where Russia is heading.
There is this dangerous, I would say, more than drift, that there already is a kind of a accumulation of trends and tendencies that have reached a tipping point.
Dozens of democracy activists and human rights advocates sent a letter to President Bush urging him to adopt a new policy toward Russia and place the issue of democracy at the center of it. Karatnitsky says during this week's trip to Europe, President Bush's language on Russia has been noticeably more critical.
I don't think the president has to go into every particular case, but I think that acknowledging the growing concern in the democratic community of the direction in which Mr. Putin is taking Russia in terms of its internal developments is something that deserves to be elevated, and we are happy that he is doing it.
On Capitol Hill, Republican Senator John McCain and Democrat Joe Lieberman recently introduced legislation urging the president to suspend Russia's membership in the Group of Eight industrialized democracies until Russia, quote, ends its assault on political freedom. But at a luncheon at the Nixon Center this week, analysts and policymakers took a more traditional realist approach. Republican Senator Pat Roberts said he hopes Presidents Bush and Putin can focus on pragmatic issues, from intelligence sharing to securing nuclear and chemical weapons facilities in Russia.
I would expect that that would be one of the doables or one of the things that will be on the table. My advice has been that we certainly keep pressing for transparency and for access.
And there's a long list of international concerns for the U.S. and Russian presidents to discuss. The Nixon Center's Dmitry Symes points out that the two have completely different perceptions about Iran.
The Russians are not as concerned about the Iranian nuclear effort as the United States. To the Russians, Iran, during recent years, was a good neighbor. And they don't particularly envision a situation when Iran would use nuclear weapons against them or against their friends, or would share nuclear technology with the terrorists.
Symes says it will be hard to bridge these perception gaps if U.S. policy is centered solely on democracy issues, or if the U.S. really threatens to kick Russia out of the G8.
You cannot indicate to them that we would be excluding them from the G8 with one hand and asking them to deliver on Iran and other areas with other.
There is growing alarm in Washington about Putin's recent actions on the international stage. He's been widely criticized for trying to stop Ukraine's Orange Revolution and for saying that he does not believe Iran is trying to manufacture nuclear weapons. The U.S. is also angry about Russian military sales to Syria and to Venezuela. Washington-based analysts say Putin is caught in a trap of his own making, relying on an ever-shrinking group of advisers. Karatnitsky of Freedom House says that's precisely why President Bush needs to talk to Putin about democracy.
The fact that a leader of a major country with whom there's been a good personal relationship is saying something, one hopes will spark something of a debate within Russia and maybe a little bit of a debate within Mr. Putin's inner circle.
But President Bush will have to be careful, the realists say. President Putin is not known to respond well to lectures about democracy. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.